Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Ryback Show Live. I am the big guy Ryback. Thank you for joining me, everybody, ladies and gentlemen around the world. We're streaming live on TikTok and Instagram here, the big guy Ryback 22. So thank you guys for watching the live stream there. We're also on Facebook at Ryback Reeves. Black lung pop. Streaming Ryback TV over on YouTube. Ryback Rules on Twitch. Thank you all. You guys are the co-host of the show. The ebb and flow of the show goes where your questions go. You are the co-host, and we'll be jumping into that very, very briefly here. This show is brought to you by my Feed Me More Nutrition, my premium supplement line, sweetened with stevia and monk fruit. No harmful artificial sweeteners or colors. Vegan friendly for men and women. He, she, and thee on feedmemore.com. All the month of December, you can save 10% with discount code SANTA10SANTA10 and get a free bottle of our Brain Feed Memory and Focus Support. Just add that as your free gift at checkout. When it pops up on the screen, it'll ask you, do you want the free gift? Just click yes on that, and you get a full month supply of our Brain Feed. If you like Alpha Brain by Onnit, you're going to love our Brain Feed. It's stronger, it's better, and it is absolutely free for a few more days here before, during the holiday season here, before Christmas is right around the corner. Guys, we're on all podcast platforms as well. iTunes reviews are greatly appreciated if you've got a moment. If you don't have time to listen to the show or have the YouTube premium where you could listen to the show and have the browser closed, we're on all podcast platforms, and you can hear the audio version of this show each and every time on all of those. All right. Big training day coming up today. Had my days off. I'm rested. I'm recovered. I'm ready to go. We've got a big back training, back in some deadlifts today on that, and cardio, more Stairmaster, and maybe try to get 20 in the sauna if we've got time with that. We'll see how the schedule's looking a little bit later on with all of that. Doing a week show. We're going to see, the channel's been performing a little better. I don't know if you've noticed or not, which is odd. If this is why I tell you guys, it just shows you what goes on with my stuff. If you look at my recent videos and things are starting to get some views, and you go like, well, why isn't that always the case with this amount of subscribers? And it's because of everything going on. And but we're, for the time being, getting some views. So take advantage of that. So I'm taking advantage of that, and maybe streaming, doing the Ryback Show more regularly if we're going to be seen by more and more people, and always have the clips we put out from the questions that you guys ask on all of that. All right. Super chats are greatly appreciated. The big guy Starbucks fund, shoulder massage fund going through here. Appreciate the positive support, Ethan, on everything. We do have the Ryback program, the membership program here on YouTube, guys. We have it on TikTok as well. All the love and support, everybody on TikTok. I always appreciate you guys. TikTok did reach out on the Twitter yesterday, which they've never, ever, the actual TikTok account, not their support account that has ignored me for months. They asked for the username and to DM them with the problem, specifics of what's going on. They kicked me off the creator fund for 5 months, or suspension on that, with nothing caused the suspension, which is pretty baffling. And they won't answer the appeal. It's been 2 weeks on the appeal, and they've not responded any of the email and the support on any of the platforms, in through the app, through any of my contacts that I've had. And it's just very, very odd. But so I posted back on Twitter yesterday, let them, I'll just message you here since I can't DM you. It was like more that was just like, they just put a message out. Oh yeah, DM us. Well, you guys don't allow DMs on your account there. So let's, let's maybe check into that before asking someone to DM you. We've got Ethan. Thank you very much. Ethan throwing a dollar at the big guy, that stripper money on stage. I'm doing the Alex Wright right now. I'm not listening to music right now. I keep headphones on when I do this show. Because if I bring somebody on, I can hear everything synced up through the soundboard. Like with the intro of the show, even though I would still be able to tell when to come on, I just, from when I did the show prior and had guests on, I prefer to have the headphones on. And for whatever reason, if I did say, hey, let's bring somebody into the chat, onto the show, I would be able to talk to them and hear them, right? So it's just a habit at this point, though. I just prefer to have them on. It's my hater blockers. It blocks out all the negativity. Thank you for 40. You still function great. Well, brother, I'm telling you right now, I'm physically better now than I was in my 30s already right now. And I can tell you right now, like, age is such a, it is not even, and make, like, switching my diet to plant-based, primary, almost pretty much straight vegan, but with the eggs in there, has made such a drastic difference. I am younger now, and I'm sure at some point that won't be the case as you continue, but I am younger now than I have ever been. Even though I'm my age is older, I am physically healthy and strong, and like, I don't know what, I think it age is a weird thing. It's like, I see some people I went to high school or grew up and went to school with. I just saw, I'm not going to say her name, and I saw her on her Facebook page, and she looks like she's 80 years old and overweight and right. And it's like, I've been healthy and fit my entire life, and it's not, prime years are ahead. Like I'm looking at the next 12 to 15 of prime real estate of my life. That's getting my health back. So I think it's dependent on, on how you take care of yourself and your mindset. But I'll tell you, it's 40 is not like 40, 41. It's not old. I think it can be old for some people. I was old at 34 with my injuries. I turned into an old man, and then I got my health back and have reversed aged myself, reverse engineered the process of aging. And so, but everyone's going to have different takes on things. And I think athletes, another reason too, athletes get burnt out, like NFL guys, they're considered old in their 30s because they get the way their bodies get beat up and hurt. And also it's diet plays a huge role, which is why Tom Brady is even though they're not having the best season, and it's not on him as much as it is on overall, In my opinion, anyways, but he's still playing at a very high level at 45, and he looks fantastic because he takes care of himself. The thing is when you stop, if I were to stop training and stop doing the things that I've always done, which people do as they get older because they get less hashtag hungry, they lose that hunger and that drive and that desire that they had when they were younger. And now circumstances can create that through injuries, through things that happen, right? It's all mindset, though. But a lot of it is if you stop being active and you let yourself go. I train harder now than I ever have on it. So, but I appreciate it. Tyler Shugru, Ryback Show regular. Bring him up here. Miz, Hardys, and others were all on Fear Factor before. Yes, they were. I've actually seen that. I remember back a long time ago. Fear Factor, man, what a show. I saw we had a question about Rogan too, but with The Rock. But that show, being on Fear Factor, I wouldn't want to do some of that stuff. They did. They you want to talk about ridiculous, you know. And even like I just think that there would have to be a dire need for me to do that show. Like my dogs would have to be on the line. And it's like, okay, we're in. We're going all the way. I would have to, or the amount of money would have to be so appealing to me that where I'm just like, where, you know what I mean? Not for what that show was. And like not and under the circumstances of what the show was prior with the awards and everything, I was just like, I'm going to pass. Drinking a blender full of cockroaches and goat crap, you know, not on my list of things to do. What do I think of Joe Rogan accusing The Rock of being on steroids? I love Joe. None of my business on that. I've talked about that stuff prior. I say what I do. And being on TRT, HRT, and the normal ranges. We just had a video I put out on Liver King and all that BS with that. And, you know, I always think honesty and transparency is the best way to go. There's a lot of people in the fitness industry in general, and I'm not talking about The Rock on this, but like in the bodybuilding and fitness that lie to people and whatever their reasons are. But all I know is there's a lot... Steroids in general and all that are a major issue across the board in the world right now with people. And they outside of medicinal use to keep your hormone levels normal are no good. And they're being abused. We just had the Mr. Olympia here. It is the world's biggest get together of drug addicts. And I've said, I'll stay away from it forever. There's no amount of money they could entice me to come in. I want nothing to do. I just think it is with that and the group of people that it attracts. I went to one when I was a kid, my freshman year in college. The Olympia was in Vegas. And I went and I got my bag full of aspartame-filled supplements of just junk. And had like two bags. Well, they're just giving you stuff. And I just remember looking around and thinking, like, this is the world's biggest clown show. And I want nothing to do with this. And I didn't know. I had no idea. I just seen some of the guys, the bodybuilders. I didn't know anything about drugs or steroids and never just thought like, just wanted to go see what it was about. And because I loved working out because I'd worked out since I was a young kid, 11, 12. And I knew that it wasn't something that was appealing to me. No, I don't think Liver King could be a wrestler. One, he won it, and again, well, depends what promotion he went to. But if he went, if you're talking WWE, he's really tiny, by the way. He's not like a big guy. He's very tiny. Borderline little person. But he, if he came off his $12,000 worth of drugs a month, he's not. I don't think you're going to be, I don't think Liver King would be as appealing to anybody. What happened to the Del Taco video after the Four Locos? That video was hilarious. I don't recall if did I take that down? I'll have to look and see if it's still up. I don't recall taking that down, that one. I took down the McDonald's. And a couple other of the larger ones. You know what I might have done? And I might have taken it down, and I can't. it was when YouTube gave me a violation on an old video of drinking when I drank the White Claws. I did like a drinking, I drank like, I don't know how many White Claws I drank in like 10 minutes or whatever it was. It was like a White Claw challenge. They hit me with a strike on my channel for that, like a year and a half later. It was almost 2 years, I think, or a year and a half that when I, and this was like over a year ago, this happened, that saying that it was whatever, it violated a rule that they updated. And so they updated their rules, and then that video violated their new rule. And so rather than just take the video down or say this now violates, we need to take this down, they hit you with a strike. So I go, oh, I'm just going to delete. Maybe I deleted the Four Locos, even though I wasn't drinking Four Locos on it, but it had Four Locos in the title. And I think I took it down if it's gone. So I was, because I was afraid, I go, if they're looking for things like that, maybe they're going to try to find something else to try to get me strikes to delete my channel. I didn't know what was going on at the time on that. WrestleManiac says Edge's best at storytelling changed my mind. I don't care to change your mind. I don't have the time or the energy to want to change your mind. Ether Smotherman. Hell of a last name, Smotherman. Hey, Ryback, I'm a huge fan. My old YouTube channel got deleted by mistake, so I have made a new one. Keep up the great work. Bud, my man, peace. Thank you very much, Ethan. The support is greatly, greatly appreciated, and I really do, man, all of you, I really appreciate you guys for the love and support with everything going on with all of this. It has been, I try to just control what I can control, and it can be extremely frustrating with some of the things that's gone on, you know, with all the social media, but we're going to wait and see. Hoping TikTok, Twitter with Elon, they release their software update for the shadow ban. That's going to be a major, major first step into getting things on the right track. The Bucks all night. Oh, the Tampa Bay Bucks on Sunday. I went and did my feeding time video. I was going to wait till after. I couldn't take it. When I saw the way, and it was before the score got out of hand, I just saw what was going on. And that third quarter, the way things fell apart after being up 17-0 and then 17-3 going into halftime, I was even concerned the way that the Bengals were able to move downfield and get that field goal the first half. I go, ooh. I really would have preferred it being 17-0 going into halftime. But even, I mean, we saw that in it, the Bucs just something. They're still in first place. The chances are that they're going to host the first round of the playoffs, but I'm just hoping they played that first half against here on Sunday. They looked the best they have all year, and then they looked the worst that they have along with the 49ers that. Just, I mean, in the same game. So I don't know. I keep waiting. I think everyone were like thinking it's like they're just going to get on track and like that momentum is going to carry them. Kind of like what's going on with the Lions. The Lions have a lot of positive momentum right now and are a very scary team for the first time in a long time going into getting near the end of the season. And that's what you want. This is what the whole point of the season is, to get on a roll at the right time. Sometimes teams are just so good, they could keep that momentum the majority of the season. Other teams, they have injuries, they have things that happen, they're just not in sync, and that momentum comes in the second half of the season. But that's where you want to get hot into the second half of the season and carry into the playoffs, kind of like what happened with the Bengals last year. And the Bucs, this is, you know, this is going to be one of those years. It's just, I don't think it's happening. Why do you, what do I think? Hold on. What do you think Rhea Ripley whispers to Dominic? I don't know. I did see the Rhea Ripley. I caught a small amount of Raw and saw that she had the match with the guy. Michael, is it, what's his name? I forgive me. Someone put his name on because it's hard for me to pronounce. I know who he is. Takazawa, is that the name? Where she beat him on that. So I don't know where they're going with all of that, but it's interesting. Mark Mero just did an interview I saw where Mark talks about how he was supposed to work a program with Stone Cold Steve Austin. And Austin then, I guess, didn't want to work with him after Sable had body slammed Mero. And I tell you, and rightfully so, it's a very fine line in this. Once you cross, you don't like when you start crossing those lines in intergender matches. I'm not to say that they can't be done every once in a blue moon with the right story, but you know, we'll have to see. And you could tell, and there was some stuff last night when you have a woman going up against a man where it wasn't necessarily, there's a difference. There's a reason why there's weight classes. There's a reason why there's different things in other sports for men and women. And it's not taking away anything from anyone, but you just got to see. I don't know what the game plan is with things with that. So just going to have to sit back and see. Who do you think has the most annoying voice in pro wrestling? You know, I don't know. I'll tell you what, though, and this isn't, and I just tell you, because this is just my opinion, and I'm not a big fan of the Raw commentary on, I like Corey Graves. I've always liked Corey. Corey's great. I don't know who the other guy is, and he's been on there for a while now. I personally just don't enjoy it. I don't know him. He could be the nicest guy in the world. I just, for whatever reason, I love SmackDown. I love listening. I love Wade and Michael Cole. I think that is greatly missing on Raw, on not counting Corey on the other half, that I just don't know what it is with the sound, the accent. I turn the sound down if I have it on. There's something to it that doesn't resonate with me. And just knowing and being there for so long and watching my whole life, it's not to say people might like him. There might be maybe more people like him than don't. I don't know. It's just I don't connect to it with him. And I know, I think he did backstage stuff before, and I wasn't into the backstage stuff either on it, but that's just my take and my opinion. And you know, and I don't know what role he would be best at with things, but I don't know. Yeah, Cottrell, thank you. Yeah, yesterday's video is doing well view wise yeah, there's more videos here recently are starting to do better, which I have no control, like, with the amount of, and that's normal. They're not even that they're doing better. They're still like that. These videos that I do with my subscribers are based off what I've done, you know, anything that 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 to 100,000 views shouldn't be uncommon on my videos. Not with the amount of subscribers I have and the content that's consistent with what we've done in the past, but it is what it is. Did you ever interact with JBL? What was he like? I always got along very good with John. I know. I'll tell you, though, what I didn't like, and I'd heard, like, there was a couple times when John was on commentary and he's being fed lines by Vince when I was, I think it was more so when I was a heel. And it was just taking, like, it was little things coming from Vince on that. And I remember, because I didn't watch the show back, but I just remember I heard something at one point, like down the road on something that popped up, and then I just go, oh, that wasn't, I didn't really like that. But it, other than that, and again, that's all, and that's not him. That's just him being fed lines. I know the deal. He was always nice to me, good to me. And he was on commentary for a portion while I was up there. So I got along with pretty much everyone, though. And if there were ever any issues, it was anything I was aware of. Justin, thank you for swinging in before your haircut. Yeah, I'll tell you, I see the comments on the Jonah. I saw that actually. They brought him back yesterday on Raw. And I'll tell you, there's the happy for people to get another opportunity and stuff. The issue is when you debut somebody and nobody knew who he was, very little, like if you watch it, like there's very little reaction, right? But you're also bringing him in and having him stop a guy who's not in himself, who's brand new still, who's not over. So you bring him in with the Dexter Lumis guy who's not even like defined yet. He's in his first program with The Miz, right? And it's just like, I don't know. It's very hard to get over in wrestling and it takes time to get established, right? And when you try to, like, you're debuting a new guy with another new guy who nobody really cares about yet, who's probably more of a heel than a babyface to begin with. And it's very, I don't know. We'll have to just wait and see what's going to happen with everything, what kind of story is going to be told, if any. I don't know. But you've got another guy on the roster. Got a lot of people on the roster. Tyler saying he misses JR and Jerry Lawler on commentary, the best team of all time. Yeah, they were great together. I'm a fan of Michael Cole. I've always liked Michael Cole as well. You know, you go back and listen to old school commentary too at different points. I always liked the old the Nitro commentary team with Heenan, Schiavone, and Dusty would be on there at times. I always enjoyed the combinations that they had on there. Maybe at the end it wasn't. They had some others. Mike Tenay was another one, right? Who always enjoyed during that period. But like, too, I don't know. Commentary, you get good chemistry with guys, and that comes off if they're having a good time and they're able to do their job and get the messages across that they're able to while still having a good time. That you could feel that, and it makes the show it greatly, greatly enhances the show. And that's what I was getting at. I feel like on the Raw that side of that the one guy, and I apologize, I don't know his name. It takes away from me. I don't feel it. I feel like him and Corey aren't. I don't feel that chemistry, and it is not. And maybe they are. Maybe they hang out. I don't know. But it doesn't. It just doesn't. I don't. There's just something about it that's off with me. Raw being the flagship show, I want the big stars. I want that. It always was, right. That's the. It was always referred to as the A show. Like I want. They want. You know. I would want Michael Cole, and I get SmackDown as the bigger TV deal. That maybe that's the better ratings now, right? So I understand Cole and Wade being on that, but you know, I want that same on Raw as well. And I think the Raw commentary struggled for a while. They've done different combinations, and it's not been, you know, just hasn't been what it was, you say, with Lawler and Lawler and Cole, Lawler JR, you know, that was those guys, and those guys were established in the business as far as being especially when they really hit their stride in WWE, they'd been in the business. And I don't know, it's not easy being a new commentator either and getting into that role. And it's nothing personal or anything. It's just the sound is missing on Raw to me a little bit. Thank you. Appreciate all the love and support. I've never done my Mount Rushmore of wrestling. I think there's too many people that have contributed to limit it to that. I think that's a gimmick and a shtick that makes for, and I think everyone has their, who is the most influential to them and whatnot. But there's so many that it can't be enough. Yeah, Tyler, it just says JR and Jerry Lawler were the best commentators, in my opinion. That's what they had as good of chemistry as anyone. Who do I think Uncle Howdy is? And are you liking the Bray storyline? If I had to guess, I would say Bo Dallas, based off of Bray, what he's in the past. He's talked about it, wanting to be. I think with Bo and not having the success that he is capable of having as far as playing bigger roles, and Bray coming back, and Bray being in maybe a little bit of better position to have more say in being there with tenure, why wouldn't you help your brother out and get your brother, who's very talented, by the way, Bo Dallas. Bo Dallas was always used better. By the way, Bo Dallas was used better than Bray in developmental. Bo Dallas had the run with the NXT championship or the FCW championship, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember. I just know he was there with me at Florida Championship Wrestling. I think they had changed over, so it probably was with the NXT title. He was like a workhorse down there. And then you get to the main roster, and we talk about this. You have guys that, and to me, developmental was never, I never cared about championships and developmental. The goal was just learn as much as possible and then get ready for any role that you're ready to be able to play with that. And I still don't view championships. It's like the roles and the amount of money that you can make and have the most fun and write and just be as good as possible. But I've always understood, I come from their props to me. I just have always looked at them that way, and they are. And to other people, they mean more. And to me, they don't have that meaning with that, even though they have a story and a history with them, and there's things with them that make them more meaningful. I fully appreciate and respect all of that. But they've just been, I have a deeper understanding of life, I feel, where I just know, at the end of the day, nothing really matters at the end of the day on that, right? But he never really got those opportunities that he got in developmental. So he killed the Bo Dallas thing. The Bo Dallas was awesome. And they took the Bo leave with the Bo leave. I thought that could have been so much more and gone on for years. And he's so funny and talented on that. So I have no doubt that Uncle Howdy's going to probably be Bo. And hopefully we'll see how it's all going to unfold. If they're going to have a new stable. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of stables in wrestling right now, man. There's a lot of groups, a lot of people. That's one of the things with AEW. There's like too many. And now WWE, I feel like there's some groups happening. And it's like, as good as it is for keeping guys and it together and getting guys on TV. And I tell you, I always prefer to be solo. Because I just think, like, unless the group is like really, really being concentrated on, like the Bloodline, a lot of focus and energy is going into that. You could very easily get like kind of pushed to the side in a group, and you're not doing anything. So we'll have to see. But obviously, anything he does is going to have the spotlight on it. So we'll just have to wait and see who all is going to be a part of that and what it's going to be. Thank you very much. I have a good time with those YouTube shorts. I wish they would show them. When I first started doing them, I was getting videos that would get hundreds of thousands of views. And then they put the kibosh on that pretty quickly, which is the theme of anything that I do on social media. Gets red hot and then, we'll stop that. We'll see if YouTube, though, lets some of them start going again. Super chat. Your super chats are greatly appreciated and get brought up on the screen, guys. JC Flicks, good to see you, man. What was it like working with luchadors like Rey and Kalisto and trying out the Mexican style wrestling with them? So I never wrestled Ray. We did a tag match in Houston. When I was part of Ryback-Axel, where Axel, it was me, Axel, Cody, Goldust, Ray, and Big Show, maybe. It was a random pairing with them. And I don't know if Cesaro and Swagger maybe were the other. And I don't know if me and Ray had anything. I don't remember off the top of my head. If it was, it was very, very small. If we ran a spot maybe or something, but I never on live events and or anything like that that I could remember. Kalisto, I wrestled a bunch, especially at the end there. Sin Cara, I'd wrestled a bit. And again, so I never wrestled the Mexican style. We fit their stuff where it made sense into a pro wrestling match. Nothing you didn't see, nor would I, like, you don't. And this is one of the things you when you're a certain person and of stature or who you are, your style, you never, the key to making the matches working is the key to making the matches working with that is to not become their style, unless that's who you are, right? Does that make sense with that? So it was just fitting into a WWE match where it would make sense or make as much sense as possible, right? With that, and I always had a great time working them, man. They were all awesome with that. All great guys too. Oh, this is a good one. Yeah, did I see Top Dollar trying to jump out of the ring? Yes. I saw it on TikTok. It popped up on my phone the following day. So again, the never anything, he's a huge human being, right? And attempting, I'll never knock anyone trying to like do anything. Things happen, act and react. Things go as planned sometimes they don't. The problem with that was, and if I was there and the people, and I'm sure they all took notice, the people in the back, every guy that fell down out there with that, and you now know as a company that you don't have, those guys are probably not going to be looked at the same with that. They all literally just fell down. He wasn't close to him, he hit the apron. They all fell down. There was nothing close about it. Not one guy just said, took control and went and attacked him and then had him turn it around. All they had to do was one guy take control and go at him, block, brother, throw me into the stairs, and let him take everybody out with quick little punches or throw him into the guardrail, right? And the spot would be completed. This is no knowing, and this is where a lot of people don't understand. As soon as I saw that, I already know, because this comes from training and understanding and having confidence and knowing that if you're going to do a spot and there's a chance that spot might not go as planned, all you do, and this is having psychology and understanding, is, okay, how can we just achieve the same thing a different way, right? You don't achieve it by all falling down. You now expose the business and make everybody look ridiculous with it. Instead, you go one guy or they all start attacking him and they all been let him hulk up out of it and knock them all down. You've now done the same thing you were trying to do anyways with the dive. Right. And so the accidents happen. Top Dollar, no blame on anything. That he just messed up a move. People mess up all the time on stuff. Granted, I would have just personally, if you're going to do something like that, and he'll learn, is if you're going to do a high risk thing, that there's a chance that can go wrong. You just in the back of your head, you have a plan B with that. And you just kind of go, well, if for whatever reason, something doesn't go right, let's just, we divert to this. And that's a lesson they could all learn. But the guys that all fell down with that, like how they fell down and stayed down, even if you fell down, like something instinctually should have, go get him. Do not expose, and that is a testament to show that the in-ring psychology of that level of group is not at a good point yet of being on TV. And it's crazy to say that, but that's the truth. on it, and stuff happens, but you don't, I just don't, that was in, that you expect to happen to somebody a year or two into the business and developmental that has not experienced something, right, with that, not guys that are at the highest level. It's something that, and stuff happens, I get it. But they're like that alone would warrant a group meeting if I was Triple H. I'm having a massive group meeting and talking psychology and telling you guys what I just told you guys. That, guys, stuff happens. If stuff, you do a dive, this, how can you get to have this in your brains? Okay, how can we get to that same thing another way? And you, this is you just stuff you should think about as a wrestler, not you're going to just fall and expose the spot in the business on live television in front of millions of people that go on to make clips and expose the business further, that when regular people see it, they go, what phony BS wrestling, right? Yeah, even you knew that and you're not a wrestler. But and I, right, so, but that to me, if I'm Hunter, I am having a large scale meeting on in-ring psychology, in ring awareness, on in spots that don't go as planned, right? In getting to that same destination another way. Perfect example. I just posted that video. I didn't get Tenzai up for my shell shock the one time, even though I shell shocked him before. I talked about it a million times on that. And sick, whatever reason, I couldn't get him up that night. All my fault. I don't care if he was trying to sandbag me, which he wasn't, any of that, but I've heard people say that. Either way, it was my fault. I was smart enough to know that, okay, we need to go get to the finish. This is the finish of the match. I've got my meat hook, which is a finish, which I've beaten plenty of guys with before. We're going to go to plan B. We're going to stay on track. I'm not going to just do all this other stuff, or I'm not just going to fall down and lie there like I'm hurt when because I'm scared and I don't know what to do. Like, those are the moments the real ones take control. And it, like, and that to me is like, you, that's worth having a meeting on. Thoughts on LA Knight? I like LA Knight. I like, I've talked about it. I think there was some things that remind me, like when I see him, of Stone Cold. And but it seems like, from what I didn't realize, it seems like it reminds a lot of people of The Rock and Stone Cold and some other guys. So that's never a bad thing to remind people of a group of people, right? If he's not, so, and he's, the longer he's up there and the more character progression there is with him and the more TV time he has, as long as he's playing in decent roles, I he's going to continue to have success and probably get more popular. Am I feeling oozy? Hey, Ryback, I can't help but see the resemblance of the Ariel Helwani situation that he's currently having with Dana White and your situation with WWE. They really try everything to deplatform. Yeah, I've done it's, I don't know what specifically is going on with them on all that, but it's people that know that have followed. It is, I don't wish anybody to ever experience what I've had to experience the last 6.5 years on any of this. All right. Sweet Sugar Sugar is entering the Royal Rumble at number 27. I missed a super chat. Let me get scroll up here. YouTube used to put them all up there on the screen for me, and they've not been doing that on all of them. Matt, I think I've got it. Hey, Ryback, I hope you're all right, man. Much love from Michigan. By any chance, can you shout out my friend Eric Superhero? Eric Superhero, I hope you're doing well. Happy Tuesday. And but I hope everything's going well, Matt, and for you and for Eric Superhero. And appreciate all the love and support. I haven't been to Michigan in some time. I used to always work out at a Lifetime Fitness outside of, it wasn't in Detroit. It was like 35 or 40 minutes outside of Detroit. There was this huge Lifetime Fitness. And like, I always would try to go find gyms that not all the other wrestlers would go to, because anytime all the wrestlers go to the same gym, it's just like chaotic. and people then like bought, because everyone knows all the wrestlers, but if there's just one, it's more low key. And that was always my strategy when I had time to do that. And I didn't mind driving a little out of the way. And then I'd find it like in two smaller towns outside of big cities are less, it's just less, it's less like people coming up to you and like you can get a meal at a like a smaller restaurant or one of them. It's just more, more peaceful. I was always really good at finding peace and chaos on the road. What would my role be in the bloodline? I don't know. I'd have to really give that a little bit of thought, my man. Jeff Hardy is great. The times I've met him, very, very positive interactions. Yeah, someone says he sees wrestlers at their gym early in the morning, but notice they don't talk to each other. Well, yeah, most people are busy lives. People get along, have moments where they talk, but you know, I think that's one of the misconceptions. I think people think like wrestlers just like hang out with wrestlers all the time. And you got to remember everyone has their lives and day-to-day stuff and families and their other friends and things. And life is chaotic, man. People aren't just like sitting around talking all the time. Looking here at the questions. No, I never had any problems with Brad Maddox. We just wrestled the match after the Hell in a Cell. That was a very physical match. And I will say that was the one I gave him power bombs, and I was told to be like very aggressive with him beforehand from people in producers or that, because I was just got cost the championship and I had to, and I look back, the only thing, and I gave him some power bombs, and I don't, and again, I just do what I'm told to do on that. But I look back, I've seen that, that's one power bomb. I know I gave him like, I wish I wouldn't have maybe a little less on that one, even though everything was fine. It was a very stiff power bomb. And, I was like, he was always nice, so I never had any issues with him on anything. And that match, I was very aggressive with him though on that match, per the instructions. And then coming from like Vince, and like, you need to go out there. This is the end of him. And again, in a working way, but more aggressive than usual. And I'm a much bigger person than him too, right, and stuff. But I thought we did everything is exactly as they wanted, and you know, he never really outside of that role. You know, that was the big thing and whatnot. But he was always professional with everything. Oh, you're welcome, JC. Yeah. No, I know what you meant. Like, but sometimes some people will change and like they'll start giving arm drags and taking arm drags like crazy and like doing things that doesn't fit in their style per se. Cause they like you, the whole thing of making styles work really well is keeping your style and meshing it with another style in a way that makes as much sense as possible. Hey, maybe you don't like on the lockup arm drag me right off because there's a 200 pound or 150 pound weight difference. But who's to say we can't do a spot where we're doing stuff and bam, 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 bam. And I come charging into the corner and move and bam. And I hit the corner really hard and pop out. And you're right there to arm drag me right after I eat the corner. And there's ways to do things that can make things more meaningful, that they keep their style, but you put into the situation of the match. And that's just an off the top of the head example. There's many other ways to go into it with that, but like that is in like, or something where you're using the momentum of me running off the ropes and right. And like, there's ways to make things work, but you just got to kind of have a little thought and plug it in into the story and where it makes sense. And it will get a much better reaction than if you do it the way they normally do it with guys that, right? So I always enjoyed it. And Ray's one I wish Ray would be amazing to have a program with. We could do a lot of really, really good business with that. He's the GOAT as far as that goes. I don't know what city, man, Pittsburgh or Philadelphia. So Pittsburgh's are historically, if I'd have one more match in either Pittsburgh or Philadelphia, Philadelphia crowds are louder than Pittsburgh crowds in my experience. I remember Pittsburgh crowds in my time in WWE being not as loud as other places. And I don't know why that is, but other parts of Pennsylvania, crowds are amazing. Hershey in particular, Hershey, Pennsylvania. If you had Hershey on there, I'm picking Hershey all day long because Hershey will go along and Hershey likes the baby faces and boos the heels. Philly, you're gonna get chaos, but you're gonna get noise. So in Pittsburgh, I've just seen where they're not as loud on things. So I've seen that a lot with enough people to where I'm like, and I don't know what it is. I don't know what the thing is with Pitt. Not to say that they can't be. They have at times, but it's just not consistently as loud. So I'm going to go Philadelphia on that. Super chat, JC Flicks, thank you for the response. Sorry if I confused you. Not at all, buddy. Thank you very much. Super chats are always appreciated. And yeah, we'll see what happens as far as with TV. Please don't spam the chat, Avinash. That's the only warning you're gonna get. Ah, and you went ahead and did it. All right, buddy. We're gonna put you in timeout. Turn those caps off too, pal. No need for caps. Yo, Simply Deep, man, I don't know what your deal is, but I'm going to end up blocking you if you keep up the weird-ass questions, brother. Like, I don't know what your deal is. Like, I remember the other day you were doing the same thing. Maybe you want to go call a love doctor or something. You got issues going on. Yeah, Cena's coming back to fight Reigns and Sammy versus Kevin Owens and Cena. I believe it's at a SmackDown in Tampa, Florida. All for it. I think it Cena living outside of Tampa have time. But it'll be interesting. He's being used probably in a one-off situation to come in a tag match and to progress the storyline. And they'll get a better rating having John make a return. They'll sell some merchandise, make some money. I think it's a good move. And it's John being used in a story to help further the Bloodline storyline. I think it's great. Thank you very much. I'm feeling great, man. Healthiest and the happiest I've been in a long, long time. Life is good. Did I ever get in trouble as a kid in school? I was mostly A student, straight A's for a good period of time, A B student consistently, in E citizenship. I've had very few S's satisfactory. That's at least what it was when I was a kid. It was E, S, E for excellent, S for satisfactory. As far as behavior, I was pretty much almost straight E my entire time in school. Alberto, me and Alberto got along really well. Didn't hang out with him a lot. I think we might have hung out one time and had some drinks. If I recall correctly, but wrestled him a handful of times. Always a pleasure. I like him a lot. I think he's. I saw him and Dolph go out there, man, and Alberto and a lot of people. That man works really, really hard. Confident, and he works really, really hard. I always enjoyed him, and I like the fact that, like, too, if he had a problem with something, he wouldn't be afraid to express his opinion, and we never had any issues. How scripted was WWE? I don't know. You tell me. You get handed a script every day or on the TV shows. So, I mean, it's a scripted show. I mean, how much more scripted can you get than a script? aside from wrestling questions, what would you suggest to gain weight from your products? Respectfully, other brands are stupid. Thank you, buddy. The Iso Hungry plant-powered protein to increase your protein intake on that. The vanilla mocha, I just had my shake with a little bit of peanut butter. And I think adding like natural peanut butter to a shake, it tastes amazing in that flavor. And I do that every day for my lunch meal with a can of beets that I rinse out, pickled beets that I have. And depending on the day, I have 2 days that are carb days, but on the low carb days, that's my lunch. That it depends on how old you are, but the big guy male performance formula is fantastic. And the 10 count creatine will also, but if you, I would say the Iso Hungry protein and the 10 count creatine, and the other one can increase your natural testosterone levels, but I don't know how old you are. I would say if you're in your 20s and on, that will be beneficial to you. Especially men 20s, 30s, 40s and up on that. But if everything's normal hormone levels and you don't, just stick with the creatine and the protein. I always had a great time wrestling Big Show, or as you call him, Paul White. He is a giant of a human being. He's a sweetheart. Hello, hello. Good to see all of you. My debut match in WWE was so cool. Thank you very much. The debut match was against Barry Stevens, Orlando, Florida. And I remember him being in Gorilla and listening to his promo and saying Disney World was the happiest place on earth. EARF. And the whole Gorilla lock or gorilla position laughing. There was actually a mess up in that match. It got edited out because that was SmackDown. Barry also, when I grabbed the guy and I would face plant them down, one of my signature moves, especially early on, where I'd grab the guy and usually go stupid and then they take the face plant. Barry was a little trigger happy on that particular day, where guys like I'd work with the main roster guys and doing live events. When you do that move, it's me literally, I would just push their head. I would move back. And then as they're coming down, I'm not actually physically throwing them down. You could hurt somebody doing that. You let them take their own bump on that. But Barry, for whatever reason, when I grabbed him and we went to, I go stupid and then went to go, he just like fell down and I had to just grab him, picked him up, stupid, did it again. And they were able just to edit out the bad one. And it wasn't like horrible, but it just wasn't, just fell down. But I remember Barry from Earth, the happiest place on Earth, and him falling down on my face slam plant move. Ryback, what are your thoughts on Total Drama? I don't know what Total Drama is, unless you're referring to Total Divas, which that could very good possibility you are. Thank you for subscribing, Samuel. Yes, the goal is once all the legal stuff with WWE, which it goes to decision in March if they choose not to settle prior to that. Walter, good to see you, Double W. Also wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas right around the corner. Right around the corner. This year has flown by. Met Vince at Planet Fitness, him and his trainer. What Planet Fitness was that at? And was it a very weird time? They would oftentimes go to gyms at really weird hours. I'd always hear they'd sometimes would try to get a gym like that or go in like between 12 and 3, 4, 5 a.m. Thank you for buying a badge on Instagram. Thank you very much. Yeah, Instagram is not... We're not doing good numbers on Instagram here. Things have been really, really bad across the board on most things. YouTube is the one thing that has actually been oddly decent compared to how bad it usually is. TikTok is a mess. I went from getting consistently, and even while shadow banned, getting 55, 80, 90, close to 100 million views. And now they've got me down to single digits. It's bad. You know, and they won't answer. And I don't, it's all you could do is keep putting out content. And, but it is very, very frustrating. Brother, we've talked, literally watch for the guy asking about steroids, go watch Ryback, the Liver King video I did. It's one of the top videos. No chance Sophie and little guy escort me anything wrestling. If that's what it, I would never, ever, I would never bring them around anywhere near that kind of environment. Never. Sonny Lamont. Good to see you, buddy. Ryback show regular. Yo, big guy. Hello from Alaska. Happy holidays. Coffee is on me. How much can you bench? The all-time that I've ever benched when I was younger was 550, but that was then 500, though, was 550, and that was a couple years prior. Then 500 was in Cena's gym on that. So it is in the 550 was on... I think it was during the point of when I did my experimented briefly with steroids when I was younger after pro hormones and not knowing and like getting my hormone levels all messed up. And it wasn't a lot, but it was, that's why I don't really, the 500 was completely, 500 was with low testosterone. it seemed as gym. So, and not a, that just being clean. And that was before I went on TRT. And HRT, and so, but, and that was benching like a bodybuilder. That wasn't like a powerlifting. I've always just been, had natural strength with that, which kills me, which is why I want my shoulder. I want that strength back. It's, even though I'm very strong still, but that stability on that side. But all that stuff is all ego lifting at the end of the day. It's, and once you realize that, like, it's like now to do, that's the thing. And like, it's great to lift heavy during periods of time and you do it, but not, you got to have balance with everything that you do and work your way up. And I think that's one of the things you either learn that or you don't. And like, I see like two people, you hurt yourself doing things when you lift too heavy and like, it can cause major, major problems. Like there's a girl at the gym, this, and she's a sweetheart. But she just constantly is trying to train legs every day and lift heavy every day. She loads the leg press up with all the weights and can barely move it. And like, she's always hurt. And I'm just like, you're hurting yourself on this. Like, stop, like keep like two or three plates or four plates and like do full range of motion and like actually fatigue and the muscle. And like, you're doing like not even quarter reps and you're just straining your joints. And you know, you gotta be smart about this stuff. Me and Shane McMahon got along the times that I was around him. I wasn't around him a lot. He was there briefly towards the end before I left, before I walked out. But he was always really nice to me. I actually do wish, I feel like me and Shane would have a very, very good relationship if I had stayed and he was around. I think I would have gotten along with him very well based off my interactions I had with him prior. Florida, good to see you guys. Feed me more. Hello, hello. Thank you guys for joining the Ryback Show. Seattle, good to see all of you guys. I always loved Lex Luger growing up, man. You go back and watch his stuff too, and WCW earlier, prior, and then, like, and I tell you, I've been to all the shows of Halloween Havocs. He always got is one of the top pops of the night coming out. When Luger would come out and his music would hit, people loved him, man. And he was intense and he looked like a million bucks. And right, he was always shredded. And granted, you know, that stuff paid a price with all that. But I grew up, I had some action figures of him. And I liked everybody though, but he was one of the ones I really liked there for a period of time. The Lex Express, that was a hell of a run. That was a really cool deal he got to do. Me and Brock got along. I told you guys he used to use my workout bands. I had harder workout bands that were like thicker, that were like heavier pound, like the poundage wise on them. And he always would like to use them if he had to go do something. But we didn't talk like a ton, but it was, he sat by me. We had a few conversations, always pleasant and always enjoyed being around him. We were never doing anything. He was always in and out, and he always had his stuff going on that had nothing to do with what I had going on. So it just really didn't cross paths like all that much. It would be very simple. He was very nice. Like, hey, can I use your bands because I would usually get my stuff and set it out, like, and get a spot ready. And like sometimes too, he would just like, he always was, if he knew where they were, he'd go grab them, and he'd always keep it right by and put them back where he got them. And you know, never anything negative. Or I've talked about, I think would have loved to and still would to work a program with him. That's, I mean, who wouldn't? But I think that, like, I love the physicality, like that kind of stuff. Like, it's, that brings out the best in me with that. And anytime you're fighting or working or wrestling with somebody, a physical specimen like that, it makes you that much better, because you know that you're going in there with somebody at a high level. All right, guys, hopefully we'll be back doing more Ryback shows a little more frequently here. We're going to maybe testing out a few things, seeing how the show does on a more consistent basis. And I'm up super early every morning anyways. So it's just, we're going to wait and see what's happening with this other social media stuff and see if we can't get this other stuff fixed and really get some really strong momentum going into 2023. But please check out Feed Me More Nutrition, feedmemore.com. Save 10% with discount code Santa10. We've got all the merchandise. We got all the winter wear. We've got beanies. We've got tank tops, workout accessories, the drinkware, and all the best supplements on the planet, guys. And the free bottle of Brain Feed the whole month of December here. That is ending at the end of December. So if you want a free bottle of Brain Feed, check that out over now on feedmemore.com. All right, all right, all right. Until next time, my friends, stay hungry. Feed me more.
Feed me more.